This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Our summer garden is concluding, as it should. Some plants simply petey out, you know, our cucumbers, they've petied out. And chilies sort of did the same. The bell peppers look happy and are still producing. Green tomatoes hang from plants and slowly turn color if they don't get eaten by some pesky bird. Eggplants are still happy. Oh, my gosh, they're so happy. But for goodness sakes, it's the end of the season, and I'm ready for a freeze so I can say, done. It wasn't one of our better gardens. Ms. Mosquiti and I both agreed. But we got some stuff out of it. And certainly there was a time through the summer and into fall where I seemed to be wearing tomato pulp and seed on any shirt that I wore. Oh, man, you know, I'm going to miss my juicy tomato sandwiches. I think that in marriages and couple relationships, you know, those couplings of man-man, woman-woman, man-woman, woman-man, those couplings, if you want it to be lasting, it's good to let your lover know, your significant other know, that tomato sandwiches squirt and dribble from your mouth. And if they have a problem with that, well, it just isn't going to work. I mean, you can fix the position of a toilet seat. And you can learn how to load a dishwasher correctly. But you can't fix the eating of a tomato sandwich. Oh, and you're saying, well, Petey, you can get tomatoes year-round, so you can eat tomatoes. No, I'm sorry. I'll eat tomatoes year-round in salads and things, but tomato sandwiches are homegrown tomatoes. That's right. Anyway, our garden is ending, and I'll miss the seed and pulp on my shirts. Oh, yeah, I mean, we'll do some greens over the winter, but in the uplands where we live near the banks of the Ojolote, those two will ultimately freeze, and we'll start again in early spring. You know, so we're still waiting for that first freeze, and many more to follow. Turkey vultures haven't left yet, and I wonder if it will take that first icy cold roadkill to send them scurrying in a soaring sort of way to the west for more toasty carrion. Hey, Ms. Mosquiti and I went to the Dragoon Mountains. They are across the valley from us, and it's a nice ascent into those hills through the grassland and up into the pinyons and oaks. I wanted to find a population of cactus called Epithelantha micromerus. It's common. It's very common. New Mexico, Texas, Chihuahua, but apparently only a very small population or two are found in Arizona, and I thought I knew where to look, but I was wrong. And all the searching and clamoring about on limestone slopes brought us nothing but other beautiful forbs and grasses. I might add that they were all sort of knee-high. It didn't matter. Everything was knee-high. So that sort of, I think, might have messed with our search. But, you know, going out, wandering around these slopes and these bright red flowering coral bells, heuchera, right? And flowering wild bean, Phaseolus filiformis. That's a tepary. And a little narrow leaf, penstemon. And at the top of a small peak, we walked into a meadow of white ball acacia, easily a couple acres of nothing but flowering Acaciella angustissima, in flower and seed, which might explain the Mearns quail that exploded from the grass at our feet. But what a stand of acacia. Did you know it ranges from where we stood east to Texas and Oklahoma, Missouri? Back there they call it prairie acacia. And not to mention south from where I stood, south into Central America. Down that way, it can be a small tree. But I was standing in our 3 foot tall versions. And I got to wonder, it was such a thick, they do spread by roots. And I wonder if it was like an aspen grove that it was only one or two plants. But that's just me. Anyway, it looks like a woody fern. And the tiny leaves give it that specific epithet, angustissima, which angus is narrow, issima. Oh, yeah, they're very narrow. Oh, they're the narrowest. Narrow to the max. Narrow is us. Issima, the suffix issima is a superlative. And acaciella, I mean, means little acacia, because that's its old name. E-L-A-ella is a diminutive. A suffix, right? So a little acacia with the narrowest of leaves and pretty white ball flowers. Oh, yeah, on a low, rocky peak. Fantastic. We never found the cactus we were looking for, but had the best time. The hills are full of surprises, and the desert is beautiful. Or is it beautiful-issima? Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.